Shlishi, the pasuk continues, Vayiha Mabul Arboim Yoim Al Horitz, and the Mabul, the flood, was for 40 days on the earth. Vayirbu Hamayim, and the waters increased. Vayisu Es HaTeva, and it raised the Teva. Vatorem, and the Teva was lifted Me'al Horitz, from off the earth. Rashi is Medayik, that the pasuk says first, Vayirbu Hamayim, the waters increased, and after the waters increased, that's when the Teva was raised off the ground. Rashi says that was because the Teva was 11 amis sunken into the water. And it wasn't until the waters increased 11 amis off the ground that the Teva was lifted off the earth. Vayirbu Hamayim, and the waters strengthened. Vayirbu Ma'oid, and they increased greatly ala oretz on the earth. Vatelech ha-teva al pnei ha-moyim, and the teva drifted on the face of the waters. Vamayim gavru ma'oid ma'oid ala oretz, and the waters strengthened very much on the land. Vayachusu kol ha-horim ha-gvoyim, asher tachas kol ha-shamoyim, and the waters covered all the high mountains under the heaven. Chamesh esrei amo milmalo, 15 amas higher than the highest mountain, gavru ha-moyim, did the waters strengthen. Vayachusu ha-horim, and covered the mountains, which means it covered the mountains and then went 15 amas higher than the highest mountain. Vayigva kol bosor horoimes ha'oretz, and all flesh that creeps on the ground expired. Ba'oif uva behema uva chaya uva chol asheres hasheres ha'oretz, by birds, animals, beasts, and creeping beings on the earth. V'chol ha'odom, and all humans also die. Koil asher nishmas ruachayim ba'apov, anything that had a nishima shel ruachayim, anything that had a breath of life in its nostrils, mikoil asher becharova mesu, from anything on the dry land, died. And Rashi's medayik becharova v'loy dogim shebayom, only on the dry land did they die, but the fish did not die. Vayimach es kol hayakum asher al paneho adamo, and Hashem erased all that was established on the face of the earth. Me odom, from odom ad behemo, to animals ad remes vayoyf hashamayim, the creatures, the creeping animals vayoyf hashamayim, and the birds of the heaven. Vayimochu min haoretz, and they were erased from the earth. Vayishora ach noyam, and only Noach was left, Va'asher Itoy Bateva, and those that were with him in the Teva. The only ones in the world that were left were Noach and his wife, and his three sons and their wives. That is the first pshat in Rashi, Ach Noach, only Noach. But Rashi brings out a second pshat, that Ach means a lashon of excluding. Noach was missing something, he was injured, because from the Tircha of raising the animals, he was goinech v'koyeh adam, he was spitting and coughing blood. According to the Medrash, others say that he delayed in giving food to an ari, to a lion, and the lion attacked him and injured him. That's the pshat, v'yishor ach noyach, and noyach was ach, he was injured, he was missing. Because v'asher itoy bateva, because of those that were with him in the teva, the animals that were with him in the teva caused him injury, either because of the tircha, the burden of taking care of the animals, or because of the ari that injured him when he delayed giving him food. If you look at pasuk chof aleph, when it discusses vayigva, and all the roimes and oif and behema all died, the pasuk lists adam last. As it says, Ba'oifu Vabahemu Vachaya V'chol Asheretz Asheretz Ala Oretz V'chol Ha'odom. But in Pasuk Chav Gimel, when it discusses Vayimach, and Hashem erased everything from the earth, Adam is first. And the Malbim says the Pshat is, because in Pasuk Chav Aleph it is dealing with the death of all the human beings and animals. And since a person is wise and very scheming in his actions, when he sees water is going to drown him, he climbs to a higher level in order that he should not drown. He'll go to the top of the tree, and when the water reaches that height, he runs to the top of the mountain. So therefore, the Adam did not die right away. He was always climbing to higher levels. That's why the Pasuk says, V'chol ha'Adam, in Pasuk of Aleph, last. Because when the Pasuk over there is talking about Vayigva, who died? Adam died last. because he was always running away from the water. But in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, when it is dealing with Vayimach, Hashem erased and caused everything to be decaying and destroyed from the world, a person's body decays quicker than the body of an animal that is stronger. Therefore, Vayimach, it says Adam first, and then Behemah, and last, Remes and Oif. Since they are very small, they find these nooks and crannies and crevices to hide in order that their corpses will not decay so fast. That's why they are listed last in the Pasuk. Vayigbru hamayim al oretz, and the waters strengthened on the land, chamishim umaas yoim, for another 150 days. There were 40 days of rain, 40 days and 40 nights of rain. And after the rain stopped, there was gevuras hamayim, where the waters from the depth were coming from underneath the ground, from wells, and storming from underneath. And that was an additional 150 days after the 40 days of rain. So Rashi, inside Pasuk Yudzayin, Vatorah Me'ala Oretz, the Teva was lifted off the ground. Mishukas Hoysa B'mayim Yud Aleph Amo. The Teva was 11 Amis sunken into the water. Kesfina Tu'una, like a heavy boat. HaMishukas Miksasa B'mayim, that is partially sunken into the water. U'mikrois Shelefonenu Yoichichu. This will be proven from the Psukim later on. The Psukim later on will be clear proof that the Teva was 11 Amis sunken into the ground. Ramban argues on Rashi, and he says it's not possible for a boat to float if one third of its height is underneath the water. The table was only 30 amas tall, so how is it possible that 11 amas of it was underneath the water? And that, in essence, could be what Rashi is saying the chiddush of the pasuk is, because why is it necessary for the Torah to tell us and to stress that the table was 11 amas underneath the water? What is the significance of it? But if you say the pasuk is telling us that it was alpines, that it was able to float, even though one third was underneath the water, that can be the significance of why the Torah wants to let us know this fact. So Rashi vayigbru, and it was gevuras hamayim me'alehen, by itself, not from the waters of the sky, but rather from the waters underneath the ground. Chamesh esrei amo milmalo. The waters were 15 amas higher, lemala shel kol goiva kol haharim, higher than all the height of all the mountains, la'acha shehushvu amayim l'roshi haharim. After the waters were equal to the tops of the mountain, it went 15 amas higher than the highest mountain. Nishmas ruachayim, everything that had a nishima shel ruachayim, a breath of life, perished. Mikol asher b'charovo, the loy dogim shel b'yom, only from the dry land, but not the fish in the sea. Rashi, at the end of Parshas Bereishis, Perek Vov, Pasuk Zayin, says two pshatim why the Mabel had to destroy the animals. One pshat is because afhem hishchisu darkam, they were also corrupt in their ways and were bimidabik, they were attaching themselves to other species. Another pshat, Rashi says, is because if Adam was not alive, there was no purpose for the animals anymore, therefore he destroyed the animals. Now, if you learn that the reason why the animals died was because af hamish chisu darkam, then we can understand why the fish did not die, because the fish did not go out of their min, they stuck to their species. But if you learn, once Adam is destroyed, there is no purpose for animals, one has to wonder what the pshat of this Rashi is. Why didn't the fish also die? If there was no Adam, then there is no purpose for fish either. So Rashi weiter, vayimach, Lashon vayifal, it means and he erased. Ve'ein a lashon vayipoel, it is not a lashon that it became erased. Ve'umi gzeres vayifen vayivet, it comes from the same gzera as vayifen and vayiven. We say also vayimach. Kol teva shesoifo hey, any teva that in the root of the word the last letter is hey. Kigoin bono, macho, built, and erasing. Kana, to acquire. When one places a vav and a yud in the front of the word, nakut bechirik tachas a yud, it gets a chirik underneath the yud, just like bana becomes vayiven, pana becomes vayifen. Over here also, macha, to erase, becomes vayimach. Ach noyach, only noyach, levad noyach. Zeu pshutoi, the simple pshat is only noyach. Umedrash agado, goinech v'koyadam, He was coughing and retching blood from the burden of taking care of the behemoth and the chayas. He was late in giving food to a lion. And the lion attacked him. And concerning Noach, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Hein tzadik ba'oretz yeshulam. A tzadik in this world gets paid back. And the Pasuk continues, Vayizkor Elohim es Noach. And Elohim remembered Noach. The Torah is now telling us that Hashem had rachmanis on Noach. So why does the Torah use a name of Hashem, Elohim, which depicts Midas Hadin, the Midah of strict judgment? And Rashi explains the Pasuk is coming to tell us that through tfiloson shel tzadikim, through the tfilah of tzadikim, we can change the Midas Hadin to Midas HaRachmanis. Even the Elohim, the Midas Hadin, had Rachmanis on Noach through his tfilas. And Hashem remembered Noach, and all the animals that were with him in the teva. What did he remember about the animals and the chayas? He remembered that they stuck to their min before the mabul, and they were loy shimesh bateva. They did not have relations in the teva. Vayaver Elohim ruach al ha'aretz, and Hashem caused to pass a spirit of comfort and calm concerning the fate of the land. Vayashoku hamayim, and the waters calmed down and subsided. Vayisachu mayinos dehaim, and the underground wells were closed. Va'arubois hashamayim, and the windows of the heaven. Vayikoli hageshem min hashamayim, and the geshem refrained from falling from the heaven. Although we know that the rain stopped at the end of 40 days, and now we are at the end of the 150 days, so why is the pasuk telling us at this point, Vayikoli hageshem min hashamayim? It really happened much earlier. Ramban learns, of course, the rain ended earlier. The pasuk is telling us that after the 40 days of rain and after the 150 days of Gevuras HaMayim, for the rest of the year, no rain fell on the earth. Even typical rain that should have fallen did not fall because the earth was in a state of drying up. Vayikoli HaGeshem in HaShomayim. The Geshem stopped completely. Even typical rain did not fall for the rest of that year. Rashi's Medayik that we find earlier when the Mabul started, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, Nivku'u kol mayinois tohaim rabo. All the wells of the world, of the depths, were opened. So why over here, in Perek Ches, Pasuk Beis, when the wells were being closed, does it only say, Vayisachu mayinois tohaim? It does not say all the wells were closed, but only mayinois tohaim. Were some left opened? And Rashi explains, yes, they were. Because when Hashem opened them, He opened all of them. But when He closed them, He left some opened, the ones that will be needed for the world. For example, Chamei Tveria, the hot springs of Tveria. Since they were needed for the world at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left them open after the Mabul. And the Mefarshim ask, if they were needed for the world, why weren't they created when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world? He should have opened them right away. Why is He opening them first after the Mabul? Sephorna explains that when the world was created, it was a perfect world. The air was different. The quality of life was different. People were healthier. Therefore, they did not need Chamei Tveria. It was only after the Mabul, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the quality of air and different things in the world that caused people to be less healthy. Therefore, Chamei Tveria was necessary, and that's why He left it opened after the Mabul. And the pasuk continues, Vayashuvu hamayim me'al ha'oretz, haloich v'shoiv, and the waters receded from the earth, consistently going down. Vayachshu hamayim, and the waters lessened, miksei chamishim u'ma'as yoyim, at the end of the 150 days. If you figure out the cheshbon, the waters started to go down on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Because we know that the Mabul, the 40 days of rain, started on the 17th day of Cheshvan. And it went until Chaf Ches Kislev. Chaf Ches Kislev was the first day of Gevurois HaMayim, the 150 days of the waters coming and roaring from underneath. That was on Chaf Ches Kislev. So from Chaf Ches Kislev, if you count 150 days, it ends up Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Because Chavches Kislev leaves us with 3 days in Kislev. Chavches, Chavtes, and Lamed. Plus we have 29 days in Teves. As every month, 1 month is 30 and 1 month is 29. So Kislev was 30, we had 3 days, and 29 days in Teves gives us a total of 32. If you take the whole month of Shvat, Adar, Nisan, and Iyar, that gives us another 118 days, added to the 32 from before, totals 150 days. So the end of the 150 days was Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and that's when the waters started to go down. And the Teva rested on the 7th day, on the 7th month, B'shiva also yom lachodesh, on the 17th day of the month, on the 17th day of the 7th month, the Teva landed al Hore Ararat, on Mount Ararat. Now what does this 7th month mean? Rashi explains, it means the 7th month from the end of the rain. The 7th month from Kislev when the rain stops. So if you count Kislev, Teve, Shvat, Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Sivan is the 7th month from the ending of the rain. And it was on the 17th day of this 7th month of Sivan that the Teva landed on Mount Ararat. And the waters continued to get less until the 10th month. On the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains were visible. What does this 10th month mean? Rashi explains, the 10th month means from the start of the rain. Since the rain started in Cheshvan, so the 10th month from the start of the rain, Cheshvan, would be Av. If you count Cheshvan, Kislev, Teve, Shvat, Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Av is the 10th month from Cheshvan, and on Rosh Chodesh Av, nearer Rosh Yehoram, the mountains were visible. So we see the waters went down from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Rosh Chodesh Av, 15 Amos, because we know that the waters were 15 Amos higher than the highest mountain. And the Pasuk tells us it started to go down Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and it was nearer Rosh Yehoram, the mountains were visible on Rosh Chodesh Av, which is 2 months later. So in a 60-day period, it went down 15 Amos. And from here, Rashi brings a raya that the Teva was 11 Amos sunken into the water, because the Pasuk says that on the 17th day of Sivan, the Teva landed. Now, if we know the water started going down on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, 2 months later, Rosh Chodesh Av was near Rosh Yaarim. It went down 15 Amos. So that's one Amma per 4 days. If it goes down 15 Amos in 60 days, it's one Amma for every 4 days along that span of time. So on the 16th day of Sivan, the water should have gone down only 4 Amos. It started going down Rosh Chodesh Sivan, one Amma per 4 days. So on the 16th day, it would have gone down 4 Ammas. And what does the Pasuk say? On the 17th day, the next day, the Teva landed. How is it possible that the Teva landed on the mountain where the water was 15 Ammas higher than the highest mountain, and the water only went down 4 Ammas, and the Teva should land on the mountain? It must be that the Teva was 11 Ammas sunken into the water. So therefore, if it went down 4 Ammas, the Teva landed on top of the mountain. So again, the 3 dates that we have to keep in mind here are Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the water started to go down. Yud Zayin Sivan, the Teva landed on Mount Ararat. And Rosh Chodesh Av, the tops of the mountains were visible. Vayihi Miketz Arba'im Yoim, and it was at the end of 40 days, which means 40 days after Rosh Chodesh Av, where the tops of the mountain were seen, 40 days later, which is Yud Elul, Vayiftach Noach es Chaloin HaTeva Asher Oso. Noach opened the window of the Teva that he made. And Rashi explains, according to the Shita, that there was a window. It means simply that he opened the window that was for light. Now he opened it because he's going to send out the birds. But according to the Shita, that Rashi said earlier, that there was no window. Tsoya Tasa Lateva means an Evan Toivo, a precious stone. So what does the Pasuk mean that Noach opened the window? There wasn't any window to open. And Maskel David explains that a door is called a door if you can walk in and out of it. But if there is water all around the world, and the door cannot be used for anybody to enter and exit, so what is the purpose of a door then? The door can only be used to let air in, or just to open it. But nobody can go in and out. So in such a situation, the Torah can call a door a chaloin, a window. Because right now, its whole purpose is like a window. That's why even according to the Shita, that there was no window, the Pasuk can say, Vayiftach noach es chaloin hateva, when in actuality, he was opening the door. So he opened this chaloin, Vayishalach es ha'erev, and he sent out the raven, Vayetze yotzei v'shoiv, and the raven went out and kept on coming back, until the waters dried up on the earth. Why didn't the Orev fly away from the table? Rashi brings down two pshat. One pshat is that the Orev was suspicious that Noach would take his mate. Therefore, he did not want to leave the area of the table. Secondly, Rashi says that since the Orev was set aside for a different mission in the time of Eliyahu to bring food, bread and meat to Eliyahu at the time of a hunger. Therefore, it did not go on its mission now, and it kept on flying around the table. Sifsei Chachamim explains that according to this pshat in Rashi, when it says Ad Yevoshes Hamayim, if you look at the word Yevoshes, spelled backwards is Tishbi, which is referring to Eliyahu, who is known as Eliyahu HaTishbi. Vayishalach es Hayoina, and he sent the Yoina Me'itoi from him. Now keep in mind, the Orev was sent on the 10th day of Elul. Even though the Pasuk does not say that Noach waited 7 days, Rashi explains that it means that he waited 7 days until the 17th day of Elul, and he sent the Yoina Me'itoi from him, Leroy to see, Hakalu Hamayim Me'al Paneho Adomo, to see if the waters have subsided from the face of the earth. The Or Chaim and in Sefer Imre Shefer both discuss why by the Yoina does it say that he sent him Lirois HaKalo HaMayim to see if the water subsided, as opposed to in Pasuk Zayin by the Orev it does not say that he sent him to see if the water subsided. And they both answer because sending away the Orev was not to see if the waters have subsided. It was a punishment for the Orev, who was Shimesh Bateva. He had relations in the Teva. So therefore, Noach sent him out of the Teva. The purpose of Vayishalach as HaOrev was to chase him away. Only in Pasuk Ches, when he sent the Yoina, it was to see if the waters have subsided. The Yoina was not able to find a resting place for itself. The waters were too high. Vatoshav Elov El Ateva, and he returned to the Teva, Kimayim Al Pnei Chol HaOretz, because there was still water all over the earth. Vayishach Yodoi Vayikocheho, and Noach took his hand and brought in the Yoina, Vayovi Oiso Elov El Ateva, and he brought her into the Teva. Vayochel Oit Shivas Yomim, and he waited another 7 days, to the 24th day of Elul, and he continued sending the Yoina a second time from the Teva. And the Yoina, the dove, came back towards evening. And behold, there was an olive leaf plucked in her mouth. And Noach knew that the waters have subsided from the earth. Ramban says that from here we see that the Mabul did not destroy the trees, because once the waters went down, the Yoina was able to find an Ali Zayas. Rashi brings down a Medrash Agoda that says that when the Yoina came back, he said that he'd rather have olive leaves, which are bitter, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than something sweet from Basar Vadam, from human beings. And this is the way he teaches the Pasuk. Ali Zayas, I'd rather have something bitter like Ali Zayas. Taraf should be my mezainos, my food, befiha. That was her saying. That was in her mouth, her saying, what she was saying. I'd rather have mezainos as bitter as Ali Zayas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather than something misukin kidvash, sweet like honey, bidei basav adam, through human beings. And it became waited another 7 days, which was until Rosh Chodesh Tisrei. And he sent the dove, and this time it did not come back. And it was when Noach was 601 years old, Borishon, in the first month, which is Tishrei, Be'echod l'chodesh, on the first day of the month, Charbu ha'mayim me'al ha'oretz, the waters dried up from the earth. The earth was muddy, but formed a crust on top. Vayosa Noach es michse ha'teva, and Noach removed the cover of the teva, vayar, and he saw, v'hinei charvu p'neho adama, and behold, the earth was dry. It was not totally dry, but at least the top layer was dry. One has to understand what exactly the pasuk means by Vayosa Noach es michse ha'teva. What is the michse ha'teva? Does it mean he opened the window? Does it mean that he took off the whole roof? We don't find anywhere earlier something mentioned concerning a michse ha'teva, a covering that could be opened. What does the pasuk mean by michse ha'teva? Uvachodesh ha'sheni, and in the second month, b'shivar v'esrim yom la'chodesh, on the 27th day of the month, the 27th day of Cheshvan, yavisha ha'aretz, the earth became totally dry like it always was. We see from here that the mishpat dor ha'mabul, the punishment of the dor ha'mabul, was a complete solar year. The Mabul started on Yud Zayin Cheshvan and ended a year later on Chof Zayin Cheshvan, which is a lunar year plus 11 days, which is a complete solar year. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Pasuk Aleph, Vayizkar Elohim, and Hashem remembered, Zeh Hashem Midas Hadin. This name is the Midah of strict punishment too. So why does the pasuk use Elohim when Hashem is having rachmanis? The nefcha l'midas rachamim ayidei tefilah tzadikim. It is changed to the midah of mercy through the tefilah of tzadikim. Urishasan shel rishoyim, but the wickedness of rishoyim can do just the opposite. Hayfeches midas rachamim. It can change the midah of mercy l'midas hadin to the midah of strict punishment. Shenema, like the pasuk says, vayar Hashem ki rabba ro'as ha'odom. Hashem, the name of Midas HaRachamim, saw that people were bad. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem, the name of Rachmanis, said, Emche, I will erase Adam. V'hu Shem Midas HaRachamim. So we see that the name of Midas HaRachamim can also punish through the Rishas Rishoyim. I was just wondering why the Lashon changes by the Rishoyim and by the Tzadikim. Concerning the Rishoyim, it says, the Rishas Rishoyim will change the Midas HaRachamim to Midas Hadin. But when it talks about the tzaddikim, it does not say the tzidkas tzaddikim changes the midas hadin to midas harachmim, but rather the tfilas hatzaddikim. Why does Rashi change the lashon from tzidkas hatzaddikim to tfilas hatzaddikim? Vayizkor Elohim es Noach, and Hashem remembered Noach. Ma zocher lahem lebehemos chus, what merit did he remember about the animals? Shleishchisu darkom kaidim lochein, they did not corrupt their ways and go out of their min to have relations with other species before the Mabul, and also v'shloi shimshu b'teva, they did not have relations in the teva. Two schusim the animals had. Vayaber elakim ruach, and Hashem passed a spirit, ruach tanchumim, a spirit of consolation, v'hanocha and calm, over lefanov, passed before him. Al ha'oretz, al iske ha'oretz, concerning the fate of the land. Vayashoyku, and the waters calmed down. K'moi k'shoy chamas ha'melech, when the anger of the king subsided. Loshen hanochas chema, it is a language of calming one's anger. Vayisachu mainos, and the wells were stuffed up, and they closed. K'shenifthu k'siv kol mayonos, mekan en k'siv koil, when he opened the wells, it says he opened all the wells. But over here, when he closed it, it does not say all. Lefi, because shenishtairu mohem, oisan sheyesh bam tzorech la'olam, they remained of them, those that have a need for the world. Kigon chami tferya ukiyotz bam, just like the hot springs of Tferya, and ones similar to those, since they have a tzorech la'olam, they remained opened after the Mabul. Vayikole, and the Geshem refrained from coming down. It was held back. Vayimna, it was held back. Kamoi, leisichol rachamecha, your mercy should not be held back. Leich lamimcha, he will not hold back and refrain from giving you. Miksei chamishim u'ma'as yoyim, at the end of 150 days, at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the waters began to subside. Hischilu lachzor, they started to go down. V'hu echad b'sivan, and that was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Ketzad, how do we figure this? Bechof zayin b'kislev pasqua gesham, on the 27th day of Kislev, the rain ended. Hare Gimelch Mikislev. So when we count the 150 days, we have 3 days in Kislev, Chav Ches, Chav Tes, and Lamed, the Chav Tes Miteves, and 29 days in Teves, giving you a total Hare Lamed Beis of 32. Ushvat, Adar, Nisan, V'ir, Kof Yud Ches. If you count the whole month of Shvat, Adar, Nisan, and Iyar, you end up with another 118, and add the 118 to the 32 which had before. Hare Kuf Nun is a total of 150 days. So the 150 days that started on Chav Ches Kislev ended on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and that's when the waters started to go down. The Mefarshim discussed that Rashi over here says that it stopped raining on Chav Zayin Kislev, as opposed to Rashi, earlier, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, says clearly that the rain stopped on Chav Ches Kislev. The two Rashis seem to contradict each other. Sifsei Chachamim answers that in essence, the rain stopped on Chav Ches Kislev, on the 28th day of Kislev. The reason why Rashi says on the 27th is because the 27th was the last complete day of rain. It rained the whole 27th, the night of the 28th, and in the morning of the 28th, it stopped. That's why Rashi says over here 28th, because it actually was the 28th, but further on he says 27th, because that was the last complete day. The reason why it had to rain part of Chav Ches was in order to have a complete 40 days, because the Mabul started on Yud Zayin Cheshvin during the day. The night before, it was not raining, so we are missing that night. We make up that night on the night of Chav Ches. And therefore both Rashis shtim with each other. And Rashi continues, Bachodesh HaShvi, on the seventh month, Sivan, referring to the month of Sivan, V'hu Shvi LeKislev, and that was the seventh month from Kislev, Sheboi Pasku HaGesham, that's when the rain ended. The rain ended on Chav Ches Kislev. If you count 7 months from Kislev, you end up with Sivan. And it was on the 17th day of this 7th month of Sivan, B'shiva Asa Yoim, Mikana Taloyme Chehoysa Teva Mishukas Bamayim Yud Alav Amos. From here we can learn that the Teva was sunken into the water, 11 Amos. Sharek Siv Basara Be'echod HaChodesh Niru Rosh HaHorim. The next pasuk says, on the 10th month, referring to Av, on Rosh Chodesh Av, the tops of the mountains were seen. Ze'av shehu asiri l'machesvin li'iridas kishamim. The 10th month is referring to Av, which was the 10th month from Marchesvin, when the rain started. V'heim hayu gavayim al hehorim chamesh esrei amo. And the waters were 15 amas higher than the highest mountain. V'chastru miyam echad b'sivon. And the waters went down from the first day of Sivan, ad echad ba'av, until the first day of Av, 2 months later. Chamesh Esrei Amah, 15 Amis, L'shishim Yoyim, for 60 days. Hare Amah L'dal Yoyim. If 15 Amis goes down in 60 days, that's one Amah every 4 days. Nimsa Shebi Yudvav B'Sivan, on the 16th day of Sivan, L'chosru El Adal Amis. The waters only went down 4 Amis. V'nocha Teva L'yam HaMochros. And on the next day, the 17th day of Sivan, the Teva rested. Lamadata, this teaches you, Shahisa Mishukas Yudalf Amo Bamayim Shal Roshi Ahur, that the Teva was 11 Amis sunken into the waters over the mountain. Because the waters went down 4 Amis, and the Teva rested. So 4 plus 11 equals 15, which was the height that the water was above the highest mountain. Basiri, in the 10th month, Niru Roshi Ahur, the tops of the mountains were seen. Ze'av, that is referring to the month of Av. Shehu Asiri L'Marcheshvin Shehizchal HaGeshem, which was the 10th month, counting from Marcheshvin, when the rain started. So we see an interesting thing. Pasuk Dalet that says the 7th month is referring to the 7th month from Kislev, when the rain stopped. The 10th month in this Pasuk is referring to the 10th month from the start of the rain, counting from Cheshvin. The Im Taimar, if you will want to say, Hu Elul, that when it says the 10th month, it is referring to the month of El, 1 month later, the Asiri LeKislev, She Pasuk HaGeshamim, and we will say the 10th month is just like the 7th month in Pasuk Zayin. It is referring to the 10th month from Kislev, when the rain stopped, K'shem She'ata Omer B'Chodesh HaShvi, Sivan, just like you said in the Pasuk before, that the 7th month is Sivan. V'Hushvi Lafsako, it's the 7th month when the rain stopped from Kislev. So here also you'll want to say, 10 months is from Kislev, when the rain stopped, and that will come out to be Elul, Yeshua Loi Mekain. It is not possible to say that. Al Korcha Choshvi, Yatamoina El Lafsoko. It must be that the 7th month is referring to 7 from Kislev when the rain stopped. Sharei lekolu arboim yom shel yividus kshamim, because the 40 days of the rain falling did not stop. Umeya v'chamishim shel tagbur samayim, and 150 days where the waters came from underneath ad echad b'sivan until Rosh Chodesh Sivan. If you will want to say that the seventh month is the seventh month from the time the rain started, which is the seventh month from Cheshvan, and you will come out a month earlier, you don't come out that the 40 days and the 150 days end up at Sivan. It ends up at Iyar, at the wrong month. Vasiri ef shalom nois el yirida. The 10th month in this pasuk has to be 10 months from when the rain started, from Cheshvan. Shema to Omer lafzaka, if you'll count from when the rain ended, which is 10 months from Kislev, v'hu Elul, and it'll come out a month later, which is Elul, i'ata moitzi barishan be'echad l'chodesh charvu amayim. It will not come out that on Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei, the world should be dry. Why? Shari miketz arboim mishinir rosh yehorim. Because 40 days after they saw the tops of the mountain, sholach es ha'orev, he sent the raven. And for 21 days he was busy with the sending of the dove. So we have 40 days where he waited from the time it was near Rosh Yehoram until he sent the Oreth. And then he spent 21 days sending the Yoina. We have a total of 60 days from the time it was nearer Rosh Yehoram, Mishinir Rosh Yehoram, Achacharvu Pnei Adama, until the earth became dry. The imtime of Elul Niru, if you're going to say that it was Elul when it was near Rosh Yehoram, Nimsa, it will come out that these 60 days come out Shecharvu b'Machesven, that the earth became dry first in Machesven. Fuhu kara oisa rishon, the pasuk says that it became dry on the first month. The first month is not Cheshvan, it has to be Tishrei. Ve'ein ze ela Tishrei, shu rishon lebriyas ha'olam, which is the first month of the creation of the world, ulu Rabbi Yeshua hu Nisan, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, it would be called Nisan. So in any event, we have to say the seventh month is from Kislev, and the tenth month is counting from Cheshvan. This way we end up that the water starts going down Rosh Chodesh Sivan, nearer Rosh Yehoram comes out to be Rosh Chodesh Av, and 60 days go by with the 40 days that they waited plus the 21 days of sending the birds will come out Tishrei, and that will be called the first month. So Rashi vayitim miketz arboim yoim, at the end of 40 days he opened the chaloin hateva. At the end of 40 days mishiniru rashi aharim, from the time that they saw the tops of the mountains, noyach opened his chaloin hateva asher osa letzoyar, for a light for a window. This is not referring to the door of the teva, which is used for exiting and entering. Rashi is going according to the pshat that tzoyhar in the beginning of the parasha means a window, not an even teva. The orev, the raven, was going around the teva. He was going around the teva, flying around and around. He did not go on his mission. He was suspicious that Noach would take away his mate, like we learned in Perik Chelik in Masechta Sanhedrin. The simple meaning is the way it says it, that the orev kept on going around the teva until the water dried up. But the Medrash Agoda says, Muchan hoyo ha'orev l'shlichas acheres. The orev, the raven, was set aside for another mission, batziras geshamim, when the rain stopped, bimei Eliyahu, in the days of Eliyahu, shenemar, like the pasuk says in Malachim, va'orvim mevin lelechem u'basar. The ravens brought him bread and flesh and meat, and therefore he did not go on this mission. The ayin maskala David, why, if a raven is set aside for one mission, he can't do another mission. Ayin shav. Vayishalach es hayoyna, and he sent the dove. L'seif zayin yomim, at the end of 7 days. Shariksiv vayochal oy zayin yomim. In Pasuk Yud it says he waited another 7 days. Another means that he waited already a first set of seven. So the first set of seven was in Pasuk Ches. From here we can learn, by the fact that it says Oid Zayin Yomim, that also by the first time he waited 7 days. This does not mean that it was an actual mission that he sent the Yonah on. It means he chased him away, he sent him out. He sent the bird to go on its way. This way he will see that the waters subsided. If the Yonah will find a place to rest, she will not come back to him. And the Mepharshim discuss why Rashi says that Vayishalach over here does not mean a mission, but rather just to send him wherever he shall go. Why does Rashi say it over here in Pasuk Ches and not in Pasuk Zion concerning the Oirev? And the Mepharshim say, according to what we mentioned earlier, that since by the Oirev it was simple that he was not sending him on a mission, because he was chasing him out of the Teva, because he was Shimesh Bateva, he did Navera, and he was chasing him away. So over there it is simple that Vayishalach means he chased him away. But over here where it says Vayishlach as Ayona Me'itoi Liras Akalo Hamayim, he sent him to see if the waters have subsided. One may think that it was actually a mission, a Lashon Shlichus that he is sending him on. Therefore Rashi has to say over here, no, that even over here it was just to send him wherever he goes. And if he won't come back, we will know that the waters have subsided. Vayochel Lashon Hatono. Vayochel means to wait. V'chein, li shimu, listen to me, v'yochelu, and wait. V'har v'yesh b'mikra, and there are many words like this in the Torah. And the Yoina came back with Alizayas Taraf Befiha, an olive leaf grabbed in her mouth. Omer Anisha Zacharaya, I say that this Yoina was a male Yoina. Lachin Kare Pa'amim Lashon Zachar U'Pa'amim Lashon Nekeva. And that is why the Pasuk calls it sometimes with a language of male Zachar and sometimes a Lashon of Nekeva. Rashi is bothered by the Lashon Taraf Befiha. It's contradictory. Befiha means her mouth. Taraf is a Lashon Zachar. It should have said Tarfa Befiha. Therefore he says it is saying Taraf to tell you that it was a male Yoina. The actual min, the species of yoina, is called in the Lashon Nekeva. Like the yoinim, the doves by the water that wash, it says roichatzois, Lashon Nekeva. All these are lashonos of Nekeva, geois, humois. Kayoina puta. Puto is a Lashon Nekeva. So therefore the min, the species, is a Nekeva. That is why it says Befiha, because of the species, Lashon Nekeva. But it says Taraf, to tell you that this Yoina was a male Yoina. Taraf, the simple meaning is Chataf, it was plucked in its mouth. Medrash Agoda, the Medrash says, Lashon Mozon, it is a Lashon of food. Midarshu, and they explain in Erevin, Befia Lashon Maimer. Befia means it was the Yoina saying. Amra, she said, let my food be bitter like an olive in the hand of Hashem, and not sweet like honey in the hands of Basav Adam. And that's the pshat in the pasuk. Alizayis, Taraf. My Muslim should be Alizayis from Hashem. Befiha was her mimer. I saw it brought down in the Sefer Mayono Shel Torah, who asked that l'chore, this seems to be a slight kafui toiva on the part of the Yoina. Noach was spitting blood from taking care of the animals, and the Yoina comes back and says, after a year of being taken care of, that I'd rather have something bitter from Hashem rather than something sweet from Noach. Wasn't that showing a slight lack of recognition of all the good that Noach did for him? The Ayin Mayono Shel Torah, who discusses this question. Zok Rashi Vayayochel, Hu Lashon Vayochal, it is a language of Vayochal waiting. Elo Shezeh Lashon Vayifal, Vezeh Lashon Vayispoel. Vayochal is a Lashon of Vayifal, which means he waited. Vayayochel is a Lashon of Vayispoel, it became waited. And we find the similar differentiation in Targum. Vayochal is Vayamtin, and he waited. Vayayochel is Vayismasein, it became waited. Barishon, in the first month, the earth dried up. L'Rabbi Eliezer hu Tishrei, u'l'Rabbi Yeshua hu Nisan. According to Rabbi Eliezer, this is referring to the month of Tishrei. According to Rabbi Yeshua, this is referring to the month of Nisan. We already discussed in the beginning of the psukim referring to the Mabul, when it says that the Mabul started on the 17th day of the second month, there was machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that starts the year with Tishrei, the Mabul started in Chesron. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, who starts the year with Nisan, the Mabul started in Iyar. So now when the year comes around and the Mabul is ending, so it was on the first month, there is machlokes when the first month is. Is it Tishrei or is it Nisan? Charvu, the earth became dry. Nasa kemin tit, it became like mud. Shekarmu panel shalmala, where the top became crusted and hard. B'shiva ve'esrim, on the 27th day of Cheshvin, Yavsha Ores, the earth became dry. V'yiridasan b'chodesh hasheni b'yuzayin, and the rain started on the 17th day of Cheshvin. Elu yud aleph yomim shachamo yisera al halavona. These are the 11 days that the solar year is longer than the lunar year. Shemishpat dor hamavol shona tamima haya. The punishment of the dor hamavol was a complete solar year. Yavisha haaret, the earth became dry. Nase grid kilchasa, it became totally dry like the way it was supposed to be. I would just like to mention now a few interesting points concerning the mavol. First of all, we find an interesting thing. The water started going down on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. It went down for 2 months, Rosh Chodesh, the month of Sivan and the month of Tammuz. And during those 2 months, 15 amos of water went down. Because on Rosh Chodesh Av, it was near Rosh Ha'arim. And then the water continued going down for the month of Av and the month of Elul. And Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the whole world was dry. We see a very interesting thing here. In the first 2 months, only 15 amos went down. And then in the last 2 months, all the water went down. Thousands and thousands of amos went down during the month of Av and Elul. How is it possible that in 2 months, 15 amos went down, and then in the other 2 months, all the rest of the water went down? I once heard of pshat. I don't know if it fits exactly, but the idea is an interesting concept. That when you take the circumference of a circle, a small circle has a small circumference. The larger the circle becomes, the bigger the circumference is. So, when you take the water around the world by the Mabul, immediately around the world, the circumference is smaller and there is less water. As you go further and further away from the earth, the circumference becomes bigger. And that means there is more water going around the earth at that time, at that point. So therefore, it could be that when the first 15 amos of water went down, that was a tremendous amount of water. The circumference of the water going around the world at that point, when it was 15 amos higher than the highest mountain, was an unbelievable amount of water. It could be, when you're looking at it in terms of gallons of water, 15 amos of the first 15 amos on the height of the water can be equivalent to thousands and thousands of amos that are below that. Because in the large circumference around, when it is as high as the highest mountain, the waters are a lot. But as you get closer and closer to the earth, the ball becomes smaller, the circumference becomes smaller, and there is less water. So maybe, I'm not sure if it fits exactly, but at least it's a little bit easier that the water is going down in the first 15 amos can be closer in volume of water compared to the thousands of amos of water that went down as it got closer to the earth. Maril Diskin seems to use this logic to ask Ikasha on Rashi. Rashi said that since the water went down in the month of Sivan and Tammuz, 15 amos, he made a cheshbon that it was one amma for every 4 days. Frek to Maril Diskin, how can you say that it was a consistent flow of going down one amma every 4 days? The first amma that went down must have gone down much slower, because the top amma, when the circumference is very big, has much more water than, for example, on day number 58, when it was going down closer to the earth and there was less water in the amma. So how can you say it went down an amma every 4 days based on the fact that it went down 15 amas in 60 days? Maybe in the beginning of the month it went down at a slower pace, which means it went down less than an amma every 4 days because there was much more water per amma. And as time went on, it was at a quicker pace. So first of all, we see that concept that as the circle becomes bigger, there is more water. Maral Diskin answers on this question that although in the beginning of the month the water should have gone down less at a slower pace than one amma every 4 days, but since in the beginning of the month the earth was not saturated yet, it was absorbing the water at a faster pace. So on one hand, the water was going down less than an amma every 4 days because there was a lot more water. But on the other hand, the earth was absorbing a lot more water in the beginning of the month. So although in one aspect it should have been slower, but it had another aspect which speeded up the process of absorbing the water. And so too at the end of the month. At the end of the month, when the water should have been going down at a quicker pace because it was less water in the amma, but on the other hand, the earth was already saturated with water and was absorbing the water at a slower pace. Therefore, between the two aspects, we can say that it was consistent of an amma every 4 days from the beginning of the month until the end of the month. There is an interesting Malbim in this week's parasha that discusses an answer to the scientists who say that the world is millions of years old. And he says, although they test different elements on the earth, and they see through these tests that it is millions of years old, it could be that it shows signs of aging through the water of the Mabul that aged these elements. The Mabul had different hot waters and different sulfurous waters that can cause aging on the rocks and different things that were on the earth. And therefore, the tests of the scientists is not a proof to the real age of the earth. The Pasuk says that the waters of the Mabul went higher, 15 amas higher than the highest mountain. And the Pasuk says that the waters started to go down and the Teva landed on Mount Ararat. From here we can see that Mount Ararat seemed to be the biggest mountain, the tallest mountain, because the waters went down just a bit and the Teva landed on Mount Ararat. And if the waters were 15 amas higher than the highest mountain, that means to say that Ararat was the tallest mountain. And Hemek Dover asks that we do not find that today. We find many mountains that are taller than Ararat. Mount Everest and many other mountains are taller than Ararat. So how is it possible that the Teva, that the waters went down a bit and the Teva landed on Hari Ararat? And Hemek Dover answers that during the time of the Mabul, Hari Ararat was really the tallest mountain. But through the Mabul, the topography of the earth changed. And certain mountains that were shorter became taller, and certain mountains that were taller became smaller. And therefore, today's situation is not any proof to what it was then. And then, Hari Ararat was Taka, the tallest mountain. There is also an interesting Hamik Dover Netziv in Perik Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, on the Pasuk, Vayimach es kol ha'yakum asher al paneho adamo, Hashem erased all that he established on the earth, and the Netziv is Medayik, that he erased everything on the earth, but there still remained many bodies of different types of species, that earth fell on top of it, and the waters did not erase them. He seems to be alluding to species like dinosaurs that were in existence before the Mabul. But after the Mabul, they were just covered over by the earth of the Mabul, and they were found, bones were found, and skeletons were found later on. And he says, although we do not find such creatures today, you should know, he says, that these creatures were created by mixing breeds and putting together two different types of animals in order to create these wild beasts. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wanted to show you what existed before the Mabul, and therefore he caused some of these bones to still remain and be found many years later. Ayin Shom Hemek Dover, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. There is an interesting Dasakein in Mibali HaToisvis at the end of Parshas Chukas that is very relevant to this week's Parsha. We know that Oig was saved from the Mabul. He held on to the Teva, and he lived throughout the stormy waters and many years later. Like we find in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Pasuk calls Oig HaPolit, Vayovei HaPolit. Why was Oig called the Polit, the escapee? Because he escaped from the Mabul. He held on to the Teva and lived through the Mabul. We also find that the words Vayishar Ach Noyach, Noach alone and his family were saved from the Mabul. The words Ach Noach is Begematria 79, which is the same Gematria as Oig 79. So Oig was saved from the Mabul. The Gemara Nida says that Oig had a brother by the name of Sichon. If Oig and Sichon were brothers, and Oig was saved, where do we find that Sichon was saved? The Das Kanim says that Oig's mother was married to a giant. There were giants that lived in the world before the Mabul, like the Pasuk says at the end of Parshas Bereishis. And Oig's mother was married to one of these giants and had Oig, and she was pregnant with a second child. And then she married one of Noach's sons. She entered the Teva being pregnant with this giant, and during the year of the Mabul, she gave birth to a child in the Teva, and this child was Sichon. Oig was saved by holding on to the Teva on the outside, and Sichon was saved because he was born inside the Teva.